From a Colorado state of mind, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. You know, Southwest Airlines started flying to Denver Stapleton Airport back on May 26th, 1983, but we stopped service there in 1986. And after the new Denver International Airport was built, it was widely speculated that we would start service there. Well, we did, but not immediately. We started there in January 3rd, 2006. With me today is Chris from our public relations team, and Chris knows all things Denver. Chris, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, Denver has – I've been with the company almost 19 years next week, and I cannot remember any city growing this much, this fast, this quickly.
Well, Denver certainly has been unique for Southwest Airlines. It's been the fastest growing city in our history, arguably one of the greatest success stories that we've had, opening up a new market. In just under 5 years' time, we've grown to 150 daily departures to 45 nonstop destinations, which makes Denver the fourth largest station in our network. And again, that's under 5 years' time. So
that's in terms of departures?
That's daily departures. So it's been record growth in Denver throughout that 5 years.
And there's about 500 employees there that support all those flights.
That's right. They've got a very large station. Of course, they're considered a mega station at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And they've had to do that in very short time. So it's been pedal to the metal nonstop in Denver. And so far, it's been an amazing success story all the way around.
Now, I think there's some new service that's just been announced.
We just announced three new nonstop markets, one flight each from Denver to Columbus, Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh. So again, that will put us up to 150 daily nonstop flights by June to 45 nonstop markets. So more growth in Denver. Probably won't see the amount of growth this coming year that we saw in 2010. So it's been a record for us, no doubt.
Well, now everything we're doing in Denver doesn't revolve just around the airport. We're doing a lot of stuff in the city.
Well, certainly, Steve, with that amount of growth, and certainly because Denver is such a unique market in that it has two other large carriers, United and the Frontier, hometown Frontier Airlines, it's been very important for Southwest Airlines to become active in the community. And essentially, it's a mission to win the hearts and minds of the people of Denver. We've proven time and time again that Southwest is dedicated to Denver. We've proven that through sponsorships of many nonprofit organizations. We launched a Southwest porch at Skyline Park in downtown Denver. We're bringing downtown Denver a new ice rink this winter where people can come out and skate for free. And the list goes on and on. We're the official airline of the Denver Nuggets. We're official sponsor of Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is just a world-class, unique, and special outdoor amphitheater.
Sure, I see video all the time from there.
Yeah, there have been legendary artists throughout perform at Red Rocks, so we're very proud of that partnership. And like I said, the list goes on and on. But the mission is to win the hearts and minds of the people in Denver and to profess our love and dedication to Denver. And the good news is the people of Denver have said yes to Southwest Airlines. They've responded in an overwhelming fashion, and it has made Denver a success story. We've had very high load factors. We're already the number two airline in terms of market share.
I was going to ask you that. 150 flights. That makes us number two?
It makes us number two. We surpassed Frontier Airlines, and we're closing in fast on United. So that in itself is a remarkable feat.
Well, you mentioned the porch. I guess we kind of ought to explain what that is. That started, the first one we did, the Southwest porch, was in New York when we started service to LaGuardia there. And we went to Bryant Park, which is a big park in the city there. It's a very locals kind of place. And we opened up we built kind of a little gazebo, sort of. It's a wooden, has some seats and chairs. It's a kind of a place to hang out. There's a little restaurant there, Tom Colicchio Witchcraft Sandwich Place. And people can just go there in the middle of the day, in the evening, it doesn't matter. And it's just kind of a cool place to hang out. So we tried to replicate that in Denver. It's very different. It's got the restaurant there, I think, serves pizza. I haven't been to it, but it's a lot more concrete and it's a more urban feel to it, but it's a pretty cool place to hang out, and it's going to be right there next to the ice rink.
That's
for the
right.
Winter.
That's right, Steve. We took the idea of the Southwest porch at Bryant Park and tweaked it, custom designed a porch that would look and feel a lot like Denver and a lot like Colorado, And we unveiled that in September. It's a Southwest porch at Skyline Park. Sits right along the 16th Street Mall next to the historic clock tower and overlooking the park where we'll have the ice rink starting the day after Thanksgiving. So the porch, again, it was designed by a local agency. We've partnered with a local food vendor, David Bravdica from Brava Pizzeria and Laney's Clock Tower to provide food and drinks. And again, it's right in the heart of downtown Denver, and we feel like this is a way for us to extend our hospitality, extend our brand, and introduce the people of Denver to Southwest Airlines, especially where they work and live downtown.
Now, it's not uncommon. Southwest does any number of sports sponsorships throughout the country, and the Denver Nuggets, who's a basketball team.
Yeah, we're the official airline of the Denver Nuggets, so, and we have been for several years now.
And something that our graphic design and creative services department was involved with, there's these custom-painted equipment that we have all throughout the system. And this one, although not painted, it's going to be done with a wrapping, the big sticker kind of thing. But I'll let you go ahead and it's a pushback. But what's it going to be called, the nickname?
We affectionately refer to the pushback as the Nug Tug.
The Nug Tug. I love it.
Yeah, so it's a fun name, and it's a fun way for us to extend our sponsorship of the Denver Nuggets out to the airport where our employees can see it and they can get excited about the Nuggets, and our sponsorship, our customers can see it as they're waiting to board their flight. So we think it's a neat way to extend that sponsorship out to the airport.
Well, gosh, lots going on in Denver, and I'm sure I could check back here in another 5 years and then be a lot more flights. But thank you so much for being a guest on Red Belly Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The Zamboni driver at the Southwest rink in Denver has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.